worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for choosing to be part of our listening family and our viewing family as well for those online. We'd like to invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, as we begin today. Today we're celebrating Veterans Day, and it's a blessing to be able to do that, and so our program will be centered around that. Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the destruction, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, we thank you for Psalm 91 and the wisdom and the power and the grace and the strength that's found there. Lord, thank you for all of your word and the many blessings that are ours as we put your word to work in our lives daily, reading and meditating on it, speaking the word of God, praying the word of God, and using it in the many other ways you've allowed us, blessed us to be able to use it and put it to use. Lord, help us to be a people that are quick to use your word and committed to using your word each and every day. And Lord, thank you for those, the men and women in our military that serve in all the branches of the military. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of these men and women. And thank you for all the members of their families as well. Flood their lives with your grace, peace, and mercy today, Lord, and send forth many more laborers amongst those in the military that would minister to them and share the gospel with them, disciple them, and help them to grow and to be all that you'd have them to be. And Lord, more and more raise up the church to be faithful to intercede and pray much for those in the military in view of the many unique challenges and sometimes difficulties that come with the life of being in the military. We thank and praise you, Lord. More and more help us to be faithful to pray every day for those in these important areas of service to you and their country. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and today, again, we're celebrating the goodness of God at work in the lives and the opportunity to pray for our men and women in the military. You know, sometimes people get Memorial Day and Veterans Day kind of mixed up, that is, with the goals behind them. Just to remind you, Memorial Day is meant to honor those who died in service of their country, and that's what Memorial Day is for. Veterans Day is a day on which we're to say thank you to those who have and do serve in the different branches of the military of our nation. And so today is a good day, especially to say thank you. Of course, it's good for us to make it a habit of regularly, one way or another, saying thank you to those that have served in the military. But it's good to have a special day set aside where we say thank you and honor those who've committed themselves to being a part of serving their country in the honorable way that the military do. So today I want to encourage you to make it a high priority to pray every day for our military and for their families as well. So again, happy Veterans Day to every single person who's in the military, who has ever been in the military as well. And of course, once you're in the military, that's always an important part of your life. And I think of this, my oldest son, Joseph Jr., he was in the Marines, but something I learned soon was they say once a Marine, always a Marine. Well, let's pray for the Marines and all the other branches as well, because, again, they always, always, always need our prayers. And so today, again, especially as we started off looking at Psalm 91, I want you to keep this very important truth in mind. All people need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. We need to pray for ourselves, pray for our families, pray for our children, our grandchildren, and other children. Every part of life, we should bathe in prayer. If we're wise, we'll make use of that. Now, you may ask the question, why? Well, keep in mind, when we work, but when we pray, God works. And the fact is, prayer, amongst other things, releases the hand of God, which is the Spirit of God. It releases the hand of God to work. Now, it doesn't mean you're God's boss, because we can't be God's boss. We work for God. However, somehow or another, God has tied himself to prayer to where many times God's hand will not move and intervene until we pray. Now, if you want to ask the question, well, why is that true? Why has God tied himself to prayer, or connected himself to prayer in that way? Well, that's one of those good questions you need to be sure and make a note of so that when you go to heaven, you can ask God personally why that's true. Maybe you'll get an answer then. But in the meantime, we just need to know and that it's true. Somehow or another, God has connected himself to prayer. So if we are faithful to pray much in our own lives, we can see the hand of God, the Spirit of God, the grace of God to work in our lives in a much greater way. Little prayer leads to little power, but much prayer leads to much power. Remember, prayer releases the hand of God and the grace of God to be poured out upon the situation or upon the person for whom you're praying. So if you want to experience a lot more grace in your life, pray a lot more. If you want to experience more of the hand of God in your life, pray a lot more. If you want to see the Spirit of God work in your life in a much greater way, pray a whole lot more. What do we pray about? Everything. Everything. Pray about your individual life. Pray for your health. Pray for guidance from the Lord. Pray for your spouse. Pray much for your children, your grandchildren. Pray if you're in school, pray for your schooling and everything surrounding your schooling. On the job, you should pray for the people on your job every day and for God's grace and Spirit to be at work there. And pray for just all, again, we think of this, the newly elected president. Pray for him. Pray for Congress. Pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for our government. At every level, we all need much prayer. So be sure to make it your goal to pray much in your life. Now, as we're focusing on the topic of Veterans Day, remember this. Those in the military, the men and women in the military, need a lot of prayer. They need a lot of prayer. Keep in mind, we should pray much for young people as they're deciding to go into the military. Because remember this, it's not for everyone. God has called certain men and women to go into the military, people who are equipped and prepared and designed by God to go in and to excel in that area of life. For people that decide, well, it looks like a good job, good way to make a little change, well, that's not really the reason you should go in. Remember, in life, we're to do what we do because we're called to do it. We're to pursue our calling. And being in the military, that too is a calling. So we all have to learn to listen to the Spirit of God. And the fact is, how tragic it is when you have people that wind up in a place where they really aren't supposed to be, especially the military, because it's not for everyone. I'm reminded of the fact that, like, when my oldest son, Joseph Jr., decided to go into the Marines, I really wasn't, I guess, overly excited, but I'm glad for him. But on the other hand, the Marines are some wonderful people. They do wonderful work in service of our country. But my hesitancy was, of course, many times the Marines are the first to go into harm's way. And very often they have some of the highest numbers of casualties in the initial parts of any war or conflict. Well, so I wasn't anxious for him to step into that, but that's what he chose. Had he asked me, I probably would have said any other branch of the military, thinking maybe it might be a little bit not quite as dangerous, but that's what he chose. He chose to go into the Marines. Now, I do recall talking to him during boot camp, and he seemed to kind of think he sort of regretted his decision. It was quite a storm, quite an experience going through boot camp, but the Lord got him through. But I'm grateful now to know that by God's grace, he did serve faithfully in the military, served out his full 4 years. And our oldest daughter, Crystal, she too was in the military. She was in the military for, I think, right around about 12 years or so. And both of them did tours of duty in the Middle East. Both of them went over there twice, in fact. And I remember every day they were each over there, we prayed for them every single day for God's grace to be working their lives. And so remember this, whether you have children in the military or not, or whether you're in the military, we all as the church should pray much for those who go into the military, especially those who are in harm's way in places of conflict, but all of them, again, because of the demands and the needs in the military, they need much prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for all of the branches of the military. Thank you, Father, for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. Thank you for all of these branches, and thank you for your Spirit at work in and through each and every one of them. Send forth many more laborers into all the branches of the military. And thank you, Lord, for the great service that they provide, helping to provide protection for our nation. Lord, pour out your grace and mercy and Spirit mightily upon all of our military, the men and women in the military, and upon their families. Pour out your Spirit of grace and mercy and your Spirit of protection around the Army bases throughout our nation and throughout the world, Lord. And Lord, thank you for your angels that you dispatch daily to provide protection for them. Keep them safe from danger, evil, and harm. And let your Spirit of grace and mercy be abiding mightily upon them today. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over all of our military wherever they are. And Lord, more and more, raise up many more in the military to pray so much. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Reminded of a story of a young man, a little boy who was in the entryway of a church one day, and he was looking at plaques on the wall, and the pastor stepped up and said, "Young man, do you know what you're looking at?" And he said, "No, sir." And the minister, and of course the minister knew that these were plaques of persons who had died in service of their country. He said to the young man, these are people who've died in the service." And the young man continued to look at the plaques very strangely, and he said, "Pastor, did they die in the 8 o'clock service or the 11 o'clock service?" Well, of course, the little fellow didn't quite fully understand. But it was his first taste of learning of people who made sacrifice, had to sacrifice, and actually ended up sacrificing their lives in service to their country. Well, it's important, again, for us to honor those who are serving their country, whether they end up dying for their country or not. The fact is, they're all to be honored. All of them deserve our appreciation. So we should, on a regular basis, not just on Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but we should thank them often. When you see a military person somewhere, thank them in the grocery store, out in public, or on an airline, and wherever you might see them, say a word of thank you. Now, of course, you don't always know because they're not always in uniform, but when they are in uniform and you know who they are, tell them thank you. That's a good thing to do. And if you happen to know someone who has served in the past, just from time to time, tell them thank you, too, because they did give of themselves in service to their nation and their country. I want to mention I have a few resources, and, of course, if you'd like to get any of the things that we share on the broadcast today, please feel free to email me at my email, jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Here's a prayer for Veterans Day today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of those in our military, and we could never thank our military men and women enough for their courageous service and sacrifice to our country and its people. Today, Father, we lift up our voices to express gratitude and honor these our military troops from both the past and the present. More and more, show us and empower us ways in our communities, churches, and families to thank and show them appreciation and to love them better. Keep and protect our heroes and their families. In the powerful name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Now keep in mind, a whole other issue that's so important is that there's some unique demands, challenges, and difficulties for those who serve in the service. I recall having seen billboards that indicate that every day, somewhere around 23 people commit suicide in the military. That's one more reason why we need to pray much for those who serve in these important places. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
Let me say this from the beginning. Anytime God is calling us to do something that we don't want to do, He has to get stern with us before we'll ever move. Whatever that looks like and however that plays out, one thing is certain. God will never force you to do anything. Think about it. In terms of your personal relationships, you don't want a relationship with someone because they feel obligated. You want a relationship with them because they want to be in one. It's the same way with the Father. He wants sons and daughters who want a love relationship with Him above obedience. We don't obey because we have to. We obey because we get to and we want to. Choose to join Him in the work of saving the lost because we love Him and we are devoted to Him. He'll never force you, but He'll definitely compel you to come. Choose wisely, my friend. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Why her daddy was leaving for a faraway land. All she knew about war is what she saw on TV. Soldiers were dying and she was scared as could be. So the day that he left, she hugged him real tight. Said, I'll say this prayer for you every night. God bless mommy, my doggie, and me. Bless everyone in my family. God bless our country and whatever you do. God bless my soldier too. Most every day she sent letters from home to tell him she missed him and how much she'd grown. She'd say she was proud of her G.I. Joe. Well, that wasn't his name, but she knew he would know. Then she'd write down the words to her daily prayer. Make sure he knew that she and God cared. God bless mommy, my doggie, and me. Bless everyone in my family. God bless our country and whatever you do. God bless my soul. Will the days turn to months and the months to a year? Oh, she prayed
and she prayed, so sweet and sincere. And when Daddy called to say, I'm coming home, she whispered these words to him through the phone.
God bless Mommy, my doggy, and me. Bless everyone in my family. God bless our country and whatever you do. God bless my soldier too. God bless my soldier too. I love you, Daddy.
Music of Eric Horner, the song God Bless My Soldier. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we appreciate you joining us today as we're talking about praying for men and women in the military. I want to remind you that, again, every believer should take it upon themselves to pray daily for those men and women, those brave men and women who are part of our the branches of the military and the service. And keep in mind, just before the break, I was alluding to the fact that, again, seen a number of billboards that express the tragedy that somewhere around 23 service men and women in the service commit suicide every single day. Now, that's tragic any way you look at it, but of course, sadly, again, those in the military face unique pressures and problems and challenges that many others would not. Remember, when you're in the military, you more or less belong to the government. And I recall an instance where my oldest son had just gotten back from a tour while he was in the Marines in Afghanistan, and then he'd been there for, I think, 7 months, and then he got back, and 3 months later, they let him know, you're going back to Afghanistan. I remember saying to him, Joseph, I don't think that's fair. And he gave a very mature, very correct military answer. He said, Dad, this is what I chose. And, of course, when they choose to go into the military, if they plan to deploy you every year for whatever number of years, you know, you're in the military, that's the prerogative of the military. And the fact is, when you're in the military, when you choose to go in, you do what they say. And fairness is not necessarily an issue at all. So, again, for reasons like that, we must pray much and seriously for the military. Also, we need to pray that God will raise up more people that would minister to those individuals, obviously through the chaplains in the military, but also through the persons who, just individual believers, who are men and women who know the Lord Jesus Christ, who have a chance to be a witness to their fellow men and women in the military as well. And so also ministry specifically, just like the song you listened to a few moments ago, Eric Horner, he has a ministry where he regularly goes and performs on military bases and to military, I think, both here in the U.S. and other parts of the world. Let's pray faithfully that God will raise up more and more ministers that would do just that, minister to those in the military. Lord, thank you again for the ministries you've already raised up that's ministered to them, that share the gospel with these men and women. And thank you for the individuals in the military who are faithful witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, also, Father, for chaplains and other persons that provide ministry to those in the military. Lord, raise up more and more ministries and more individuals that will be faithful witnesses, faithful ambassadors for your kingdom, who will share the gospel and shine for Jesus Christ and make it known that Jesus is Lord over every branch of the military and Lord over all of the lives of the individuals involved. Father, more and more, send forth even more laborers. Raise up even more ministries that will do just that and touch those persons that you've called to do that. Open their eyes and their understanding to know that that's what they've been called to do. And Lord, thank you for the persons listening today, who that's a part of their calling, that they're to pray much for the military. And many of them are maybe individuals who are supposed to go into the military, or some who are supposed to go to military installations to minister. Help them to be mindful of the need to do what they've been called to do. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And again, can't overestimate how important it is for us as parents to teach. Obviously, we need to teach our children to pray. And again, a very touching song God Bless My Soldier that we listened to from Eric Horner. Eric Horner wrote that song, and I think it was either his daughter or granddaughter that actually sang the song, but a beautiful song. But in part, the song is about a child that knew how to pray. Parents, it's so important that we teach and train our children to pray, obviously for themselves, for their families, but for the needs in their lives. I'm thankful to the Lord. Both of my parents are in heaven now, but thankful to the Lord for the parents that he gave me. They taught us, amongst other things, taught all of us children. I had two brothers and three sisters. They taught us how to pray. And I recall there was a time when I was in elementary school. In fact, more than one time when my dad, he was a veteran as well, and he was in the military for many, many years. I recall an instance where he had to go overseas and was gone for about a year. Well, that's tough. That was tough on mom and the family to have to be separated so long. But that's a part of the life of being in the military. Often the dad or the mom that's in the military may have to be separated from their family for long stretches of time. Well, I recall the day he was coming home, I conveniently got sick at school. And so got to be at home. And when he walked through the door, I remember running down the hallway and saying, "Daddy," and ran. And he picked me up and almost to the ceiling, but it was great to see him come home after such a long, long time. And he was a faithful servant in the military and served and did his job and did it with great pride and did it with excellence. I recall a time later on, years later, I'd grown up a little bit bigger, but it was somewhere when I was about 11 years old. I recall very specifically, he got orders at the time the Vietnam War was going on, and he got orders to go to Vietnam. Well, though I was a little kid, I knew what it was, I was aware of the fact that we'd lost a significant number of men over there in that war. In fact, I had a friend who his dad had been sent over there some months earlier, and tragically his dad stepped on a landmine, and he was killed just in an instant. And I remember, again, learning about that, and of course, I didn't want that to happen to my dad. So I immediately, after Dad had gotten orders to go, I immediately began to pray, "Lord, don't make my dad have to go to Vietnam." And he had actually had put in for retirement prior to that. But remember, the Army can change your orders if they choose to. And that's what they did. They decided to have him to postpone retirement, and he got orders to go to Vietnam. But I began to pray right away that he wouldn't have to go. And, of course, I didn't know about bureaucracy and the government and the military and the fact that they can do what they want to do with the soldiers in the Army. But I serve someone who's a whole lot bigger and taller and greater and more powerful than anybody in the military or the government, period. Well, just a few weeks before it was time for him to ship out, he got a phone call from Washington, D.C., and they let him know, "You can go ahead and retire. We've changed our mind. We're not going to deploy you. You get to go ahead and retire." Well, I was one happy little guy because, again, my dad wasn't going to have to go. And, again, God had heard my prayer. Parents, teach your children how to pray because, again, it's one of the most important pieces of equipment for life, to know God and to be able to pray to God. That's very, very important. And one day, your children's prayers just might help save your life too. But they need to know how to pray for the good of their own lives and their own walk with God. Be sure and teach your children how to pray. I'm reminded also of a true story that happened during World War II. The story of a U.S. sub that lost power and sunk to the bottom of the ocean. And I don't know to this day if they really ever learned what exactly happened, but it lost power. And I remember somewhere around the year 2000, this same kind of tragedy happened to us, a Russian sub. It sank to the bottom of the ocean, and all the sailors on the sub tragically perished before they were able to be rescued. But during World War II, this U.S. sub had sunk to the bottom of the ocean, and the captain was in distress, and he realized, somehow or another, I think he realized that they would all die before help would be able to reach them. And so the captain, in desperation, got on the intercom, and he said on the intercom to all the sailors, and I think it was at least 160 sailors on that submarine, he said, "Does anyone on this ship know how to pray?" Well, not a single sailor stepped forward and said he knew how, but one sailor said, "Sir, I don't know how to pray, but my mama knows how to pray." Well, remember, the captain and the crew, they were desperate. So we got on the intercom again and said, "All of you all, pray as best you can that this boy's mama will pray for us." Now, why he did that, I'm not quite sure, because they just finished letting them know that they didn't know how to pray. But I guess the captain said, "Do the best you can. pray that his mama will pray for us. Now, why did he do that? I think it was just the grace of the Lord. But a ship full of sailors, some of which maybe had never prayed before in their lives, were praying that this young man's mama would pray for them. Well, true story. In another part of the world, this young man's mom woke up and she just realized by the Spirit of God, my boy is in trouble. And she began to pray and intercede for her son and those who were with him in harm's way. And again, she's interceded for a period of time until she felt the Spirit of God let her know you're at peace, everything's going to be okay. Well, what happened in the world where the sub was, this, again, naval history. The submarine started to rise, and it started to creak and turn, and it started to rise, and it rose, and that submarine rose rose all the way to the surface. But to this day, the Navy doesn't know what happened. But that mom and that boy and God knew exactly what happened. God may have sent a dozen angels, maybe two dozen angels, but whatever number God sent, those angels raised that sub to the surface of the water. Why? One mother knew how to touch God in prayer. Remember this. Parents and individuals, too, we must pray much for our military and be listening for them. But especially, obviously, parents, we always must pray for our children, our youth in the military. They very much need our prayer. So pray much. Pray much for them. Also, keep in mind, too, again, even when they're not in harm's way, again, some of the unique challenges of military families are always, always out there. Keep in mind, also, many times, for different reasons, even when they're not deployed, sometimes they have to be separated from their families for different reasons. We should pray for the wives and the husbands of those in the military, because, again, often we think of the men being in the military, but there are lots of women that serve as well. And, again, our daughter Crystal served in the Army for many years and did a great job of serving in the capacities that she served. And so, and she's a wife and a mom herself. And so, remember, sometimes it's the husband's the best. It's the wife that's at home with the kids. Sometimes it's the husband at home with the kids. But we should pray for the families, because when they have to be separated, that creates some unique challenges and difficulties as well. So the families need prayers as well. Father, we thank you for the moms and the dads and the wives and the children who sometimes are concerned about their loved ones who are having to be deployed or in a terror zone or in places of conflict in different parts of the world and sometimes here in the U.S. as well. God of all comfort, please comfort the hearts of the families, Father. Pour out your grace and wrap your arms of love around them, and like a warm quilt and blanket, minister grace, strength, and encouragement to them. And Lord, help the families learn more and more to learn how to really place their loved ones in your hands through prayer. Anoint these families with the spirit of prayer and encourage them to pray much, Lord. And Father, more and more help them to learn how to trust you to pray much for their loved ones. Send your angels more and more around each and every one of our servicemen and women. Protect them by your hand, and we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them where they might be. And more, help them to learn to pray themselves so that they'll be able to pray for your grace and your protection in their lives as well. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're talking today about praying for our military. And remember this, every church, it's a good idea for churches to have committees, prayer committees, to pray specifically for the military. Now, some churches may think, well, I don't know about just having one just for the military. Well, again, they can pray for the military amongst other things as well. But remember, there's a huge need for this. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the fact that 23 men and women commit suicide in the services every single day tells you a lot about the pressures, the unique pressures, difficulties, and challenges they face. So praying for those in our military is no joke. It's very serious. And let's take that responsibility very, very serious. Lord, thank you again for the privilege, the honor of being able to pray for these precious individuals. And more raise up churches that will make this a high priority in their prayer work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back after this break.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible, line by line and verse by verse, to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
What will it take to revive the church in America? Dr. Tony Evans says it's more than activity, it's more authenticity. He explains the difference as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The young man said it best. As we look forward to the future, we don't want to talk a good game. We don't just want to be able to quote scripture and say this is what the Bible says, as important as that is. We want to talk about not only what the truth of God says, but the experience of that truth. It's the difference between hearing a doctor say you're pregnant, if you're a lady, and seeing an ultrasound picture of the baby. One sounds good, but to look at it, that's a whole nother ballgame. You can come here week after week, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and it sound good. It's a whole different ballgame when you get to see the picture. That's why I like Zechariah 14, 17. God says, where there is no worship, there'll be no rain. Authentic, God-honoring, God-following, submitting to the lordship of Jesus Christ worship. Church, God has brought us a mighty long way. We have seen God's goodness, and to God be the glory. What good is a nice church, a nice education center? Doesn't mean a hill of beans if there is no life pulsating presence of people submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to see our country return to a relationship with God, contact us for details on Dr. Evans' book called America. It explains how we can use the Lord's power to reclaim justice, morality, and strength for America, and spark a revival like our nation has never seen. Get details by visiting us at tonyevans.org, and be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
according to the scripture. Listen.
The weapons of our warfare are mighty.
That's it.
Mighty Ephesians God.
6 and 12.
We don't fight against flesh and blood. The principalities
bow. Let's think about the 2 Corinthians, y'all.
Music of Marvin Sapp, the song Teach My Hands to War. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we'll focusing on the topic of praying for our men and women in the military. Father, we thank you for all the families of those in the military. We thank you for each and every one of them, the people, the families of our military personnel, their spouses, the children, and the parents. Father, teach them and help them more and more to cast their cares and their burdens upon you, learning to entrust their loved one into your hands. Instead of being worried or filled with anxiety, may they pray about everything that concerns them and everything that concerns their soldiers and their military person's life and their deployments. Lord, as you promised, then cause your peace, which surpasses all understanding, to guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Grant our military troops and those in the military the same peace, and let them feel the love that we have for them, even when they're far apart from the members of their family. And Lord, also, I pray that you'll be with our servicemen and women and more teach them, Father, that you are their refuge and their strength, a very present help in any trouble or challenge. And teach them more and more to lean upon you, to trust you, to not be fearful. And Lord Jesus, you said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." May our men and women in military seek you more and more to come to know you and recognize that you are present with them. Thank you, Father, that we can be confident that you will always, always keep your promises and that you will be our help, our strength, our protection in time of need. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. At the beginning of the broadcast, I read Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 is a powerful psalm, a unique psalm in some ways. But amongst other things, Psalm 91 is a prayer for protection. I want to encourage every single listener to email us and ask me to email to you a prayer that's based on Psalm 91. It's a prayer for protection. Now, keep in mind, this is a good prayer for you to pray over your loved one in the military, but also it's a good prayer for anyone to pray, because the fact is we live in a dangerous world where danger comes in many different forms. Sometimes it's danger on the highway. Sometimes it's danger in certain neighborhoods or places where you have to be. And so it's good to know how to put your prayer life to work for divine protection. Now understand this, nobody can protect you like God can. The fact is God can protect you better than any Secret Service ever could for a president or anybody else. So learning to trust God for your protection is very important. So again, I'm going to take a moment to pray this prayer based on Psalm 91. But like I said, please do email me if you want to get a copy of it, that you can send it. Again, you're welcome to send it to someone you may know in the military. But I want to encourage you, keep it yourself as well. Use it. In fact, pray it daily, because again, it's through the use of this prayer you may very well one day save your life or someone that you love as well. Because remember this, like I said, nobody can protect you like God can. God doesn't miss anything. People sometimes do, but God does not. And God will use his grace. He uses angels. He uses the Holy Spirit. He uses whatever he chooses to use. But God knows how to protect people when nobody else or nothing else can. Let's take time to pray a prayer based on Psalm 91. Heavenly Father, today I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you I trust. Surely you deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I trust. Your truth is my shield and buckler, and so I'm not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand may fall, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes do I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my habitation, no evil will befall me, nor does any plague come near my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest they dash their foot against a stone. I tread up on the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, I trample underfoot. Because I've set my love upon him, therefore he delivers me. He sets me on high because I've known his name. I call upon him and he answers me. He is with me in trouble. He delivers me and honors me. With long life, he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, a prayer based on Psalm 91. Again, keep in mind that if you'd like to get a copy, please email me and ask me for it because I'd be glad to send it to you. It's a good and a wise prayer to pray every day because, like I said, we live in a dangerous world. We live in a very dangerous world for one reason or another. And the fact is, remember this, how much does it cost you to pray for yourself? Basically, it's free and it's wise. So email me, jparker@afa.net, jparker@afa.net. But also, please get a copy and send it to all of your loved ones that you know that are in the military. Because remember, again, they need to know how to pray for themselves as well. And the fact is, many times, now you might think to yourself, well, some of my loved ones are in the military, but they're not saved. Well, the fact is, a lot of them, when they see themselves having to go into harm's way, a lot of them going to get saved. You know why? Because they're scared and understandably so. They're human. But the fact is, many of them that may not seem to have time for God, when they get in a situation where they see it could be life or death, a whole lot of those folks find the motivation to decide, I need to find Jesus. And that's a good thing to do, whatever the circumstances. So make it your goal. Please do email me, jparker@afa.net, and I'd be glad to send you a copy of the prayer, again, Psalm 91. And again, I can't overemphasize how important it is for us to learn to be prayerful in every part of our lives. Obviously, men and women in the military need to pray for themselves, pray for each other as well. I want to encourage everyone that may happen to be in the military now, make it your goal to pray for your fellow men and women in the service as well. Pray for those in the same branch you're in. Pray for the other branches of the service. All of them need prayer, every single one of them. I'm reminded of another story, a powerful story I heard about it was an incident took place many years ago when during the Korean conflict. I believe it was during the 1950s. In one of the areas where there was conflict, and the North Koreans and the South Koreans on both sides of a ravine, and the U.S. soldiers were on the side with the South Koreans, of course, and it was a night battle. They would shoot up a flare high up into the sky, and the flare would light up the sky and make it look like daytime. And when it was daytime, when they'd shoot the flare up, it was very bright, and they'd shoot towards each other. But when the flare went down, of course, it became very, very dark once again. Well, there was one instance where the flare went up and the battle was raging, and one young U.S. soldier tried to run down the hill from the rest of the platoon for whatever reason, got hit and was wounded far away from the rest of his platoon. He was crying out for help, but the problem was when the flare was up, it was bright enough where anyone that would try to go down to rescue him could easily be seen. And the machine gun fire, they expected, could just pick apart anyone that would even try. So when no flare was up, it was too dark to find their way down to find him. So most of the U.S. soldiers were afraid to even try. He was crying out for help, but no one tried. Well, they continued to shoot flares up from time to time. But again, it was dangerous to go when the flares were up, and it was dark, too dark to really see when they weren't down. But when the flares would go up, there was one U.S. soldier, a private, he kept raising his arm up for some reason and put his arm back down, raising his arm up even out of the foxhole and putting it back down. Finally, he raised his arm up one more time. When one of the flares was up, it was very, very bright with the flare in the sky. He leaped out of his foxhole and ran down the hill as fast as he could to the soldier. Well, of course, his fellow soldiers were horrified because they thought, he's not coming back alive. Well, the North Koreans saw him, and they rained down machine gun fire on this young man, but they didn't hit him. They continued to shoot very heavily at him as he made his way down to where the wounded soldier was. He slowly picked the soldier up and, of course, was moving back up the hill with a flare still high in the sky, Well, of course, the North Koreans continued to shower machine gun fire at him, didn't hit him. and slowly but surely made his way back up the hill with the rain of machine gun fire like rain landing all around him, not hitting him, and finally makes it back to his platoon safe and sound with the wounded soldier. Well, of course, what happens is his lieutenant steps up and says, "Young man, you must be either the bravest or the craziest soldier I've ever met." And he asked him, "Before you went down, why did you keep putting your arm up?" He said, "Well, sir, I was looking at my watch." He said, "Well, why were you looking at your watch?" "Well, I was waiting till 9 o'clock got here." "Well, what happens at 9 o'clock?" He said, "Well, at 9 o'clock, I knew my mama would be praying for me. And I knew that if I went down to try to help him, when my mama was praying for me, I was going to be okay." Well, this was a young man who knew that prayer makes a difference. And of course, sure enough, his mom was sure enough praying for him. And plenty of angels were dispatched to either catch bullets, deflect bullets, or whatever they had to do. That young man didn't get hit a single time in all of that battle. Well, again, parents, we must pray much for our young men and women in the military. And also, believers, pray always for the military. Pray for those in the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. Pray for those in the Coast Guard. Pray for all those in the reserves. Pray for all the branches of service, because they very much need our prayers. And again, even if you don't have a loved one that you know, pray for them anyhow, because they're precious people made in the image of God who need your prayers. So let's pray much always for our military. Encourage the prayer groups of our churches to pray daily for our military. Pray that God will raise up more ministries that will minister to them. And pray for God to raise up more men and women in the services themselves who know Jesus and love Jesus, who will shine and be bright shining ambassadors for the kingdom right there in the service. Lord, thank you for all of our men and women in uniform. Thank you for those both here at home and abroad. Thank you for those all over the world that are serving you. Lord, send forth many more laborers amongst them who proclaim the gospel to them so that they will be saved and so that they will be discipled as well. And Lord, more and more, raise up more and more outreaches that will minister to them according to their needs. And raise up more churches that are sensitive to the needs of those in the service, who will minister to their families back at home, as well as pray much and minister to the soldiers in ways that they can as well. And help us to know, Lord, that it's serious business for us to be interceding much for those who serve their country in this regard. Help us to never forget them. Help us to never take lightly the very important part they play in our nation and in serving our nation. Thank you for them, and Lord, raise up more men and women who are called by you to go into the military to serve you faithfully as well. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. We've looked at the topic today of praying for our men and women in the military. Thanks again for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.